And let's shift over. We're talking about Charlottesville to Congressman Tom Garrett. He's a U.S. Congressman representing Virginia's 5th District, including Charlottesville. And Congressman, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Good morning, and I'm happy to be here. I wish it were on different subject matter.
As do we. It's, you know, obviously a tough weekend for Charlottesville. And, you know,
and it has given a bad name to Charlottesville. I will say it's a lovely town. I've been there many times, and a beautiful town. And it's a shame that this has happened in such a great place.
I want to ask you, Congressman. Sort of, I mean, you've been on TV talking a lot about this this weekend. One of the reactions that I've seen this morning is that there's concern that the police didn't go about handling this the correct way, which is to say, figuring out a way to nip this in the bud early, and instead may have actually pushed the two conflicting forces of the left wing and the right wing radicals together at some point. What is your assessment, if any, right now of the way the cops handled it?
Listen, I worked as a prosecutor for almost 10 years, and I worked very closely with the police. I probably knew somewhere in the ballpark of a dozen troopers and Charlottesville police officers who were on the ground standing between hate-filled lunatics who wanted to inflict harm and indeed did on others. I'm not going to criticize the police. I might criticize the people who gave the police their orders on how to comport themselves, but those brave men and women stood in a place where most of us, praise the Lord, will never have to stand.
Yeah.
Let me say this. What we need to focus on now is what happened and who did it, and I'm pretty darn conservative. There'll be time for talking about how bad both sides are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, I support this president. I do think he should have come out earlier with specificity and said that white supremacists hate mongers. Now, did the city council set the stage, all that? Maybe so. But the people, all three of them who are dead directly or tangentially because of a particular group. And when there was a shooting in Alexandria, I called it political terrorism. Within an hour of, I think I was the first person, I was on the air at 3:15 on Saturday calling Mr. Fields' act if intentional political terrorism. And so the only way, if we want to make it worse, then we'll say, yeah, but they're bad too. I know that everybody's got horrible people, or all these groups have horrible people in them.
Yes.
This was white supremacists who descended on a bucolic city with a message of hate, and the tragic irony is that they did it within miles of where Jefferson drafted the words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights." And that's not who we are as a country, who these people are and what they espouse.
Well, Congressman.
And so I wish both sides would quit trying to score political points
definitely.
And call these bastards what they are.
Yes, well, it's clear that white supremacists were behind this and definitely led to the murder of that young woman and, by extension, those two coming down in the helicopter, those two police
State
heroes.
Troopers.
So, but at the same time, I'm hearing a lot of kind of what you're saying, but as a way to sort of sweepingly dismiss whatever other sins may have been committed, of which there were many. There was a lot of violence going on. Sort of like a lot of fighting going on in the streets. There was human waste being thrown at people. That this is all. This is all obviously lesser offenses compared to murder, but clearly a lot of chaos going on. And it was, as the president said, coming from both sides. In the end, that has to be assessed in the analysis. If it isn't, it's a very blind, politically correct way to view this by only assessing it from one perspective. Correct.
Look, I mean, again, you go to my Twitter feed. We took holy heck for calling the shooter in Alexandria a political terrorist,
yes.
And stood our ground. But let's not mince words here. Let's call the bad actors bad actors. They will,
sure.
Unfortunately, tragically, there will be an opportunity to point out how bad the anarcho communists are. There'll be a time for that. But can we not unite under a very basic premise that we should judge individuals based on the content of their character and not the color? The beauty of Dr. King's words are that they're so simple that anyone who would argue with them is de facto an idiot.
Oh, an idiot and not a Christian, I'd also add. The mayor of Charlottesville has blamed, and others have blamed, the president for what happened and for this, the white supremacist marching and for the violence. What do you say about that?
The president was correct when he said this has been going on in America for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said it's not Donald Trump, it's not Barack Obama. So it's tortured logic to say, oh, this is President Trump's fault because some imaginary dog whistle, tinfoil hat theory.
Right.
So I absolutely agree with that. I think that's a real stretch, and I think it's counterproductive to try to voice blame in areas where there's no logical, rational blame trail that exists. But there is a logical, rational blame trail that exists at the feet of the neo-Nazis and the fascist sort of white supremacists. So I think, look, if we want to be constructive, then we have to be even-handed. Then the left should say, you're right, Garrett, that shooting in Alexandria was an act of political terrorism.
Congressman, before we let you go, and you have made this point strongly, I want to ask you about any other news. And from your position as a U.S. congressman, is there anything else that you've learned as of this morning that you can share with the American public about what happened this weekend?
Well, I'm meeting with Charlottesville police authorities later on in the day. There are some things that I am privy to as it relates to the thoughts on the nature of the helicopter crash, et cetera, that I just can't talk about right now out of respect for the families and the investigation.
Is there any reason to believe that there was ill acts committed to that helicopter?
None that I have heard. None. And again, I'm getting it third hand, but there's no speculation that they, which sounds ridiculous in the United States, that they came under fire or anything like that I've heard.
Well, okay. Lieutenant Cullen and Trooper Pilot Burke Bates, we all grieve their loss.
All right,
and Heather Heyer. It's just this is not who the America that we're supposed to be, that we've inherited from people like Jefferson and Lincoln and King. This is not who we are.
All right.
We need to get our acts together. We need to be fair and even-handed across the aisle and call out the bad actors on each side when they show their faces.
Congressman, thanks very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall to give us that message, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you all, and have a great day. God bless America.
Thank you.